Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Dunlishan. Thank you for joining us after this 3-1 victory in the FA Cup against Leeds United. Gary, I'll start with you. I think given the current circumstances, the illnesses going around and the injury list, it was job done.
Yeah, definitely job done, Kevin. To be honest, I've had probably my hardest week as a manager ever in the time that I've been here. Coupled with some of the stuff that you've mentioned and other things behind the scenes, and it's been really, really difficult. How we are managing to get through at this present moment in time is beyond me. With the injury list and the illnesses that we have, it's beyond me, but the boys keep digging deep, so I'll give them credit for that. And like you just said, it's job done, game by game. That's all we can do, and we'll try and continue to win as many games as we can. You know, even in the face of the adversity that we're facing at the moment, you know, we're still managing to get through, and that's like a big credit to those boys in that changing room. You know, like I said, to play through some of the injuries and some of the illnesses that these people are carrying is beyond me. I don't know how we're doing it, but long may it continue, and like job done, we're into the next round of the FA Cup, so happy for that.
Andrew, have you ever been involved in a situation like this where you've had so many players and staff that are ill or injured, unavailable, and still you've got to try and put a team out?
I've never been in a situation like this where the amount of injuries that we've had. I said obviously in the interview the other night that if the FA or the Football Association want to put non-league and football in a situation where you've got to play Saturday and treat players like they're just part of a factory, then what you're going to find is you're going to have this across non-league of the amount of injuries you've got, coupled with that, with obviously the illness, the time of year that we're at. I've never been in a team or in football where it's all happened at one time. And if I'm being honest, the people I'm delighted for is the players. I'm delighted for them because sometimes the illnesses that you have and the injury take off some of the shine from the wins or performances, and it doesn't have that feel, that excitement, that feel at the moment, because we're nursing a lot of injuries, and also we've known some of them people for nearly 2 years now, so when they're ill, we have that feeling with them as well, so that understanding, so it sort of puts then football into perspective compared to people's health. So I've never been in a game where it's like that. What I will say is that the team spirit amongst the group, in terms of within themselves, within that circle, within themselves, is excellent. And what I would say on the flip side to that, it's one of the best changing rooms I've been in terms of them as a group churning out, or them as a group as a one working together. So this, for that, in terms of the will to win and the desire, whoever we put on the pitch, they have that desire. That's one of the best I've seen on the flip side. So I'm really, really privileged that we've got some players like that, and they've got that hunger for the game of football.
Absolutely, it's stood us in good stead so far this season, and it really bodes well. Gary, pretty much job done by half time, 3-0 to the good. Second half had a very different feel to it with the sending off from Jordan Goff and, of course, Evesham's penalty. Did you have any fears that it wouldn't go our way today?
No, I knew the boys would dig deep, and you know, when you're protecting a three goal lead, you know, and I thought the boys are capable of doing that. They've shown that in games previous. And so it was just a case of making sure we were solid and we didn't give anything away. I wasn't happy with some of the decisions that the referees made today in terms of, like, you know, sending off. There should have been another sending off in the game for an Evesham player. Still can't understand the difference between the two tackles, the Jordan Goff one and the one that their player has put on Tom Tonks there. For me, I think, you know, it's a sending off. It should have been. I don't think the referee has made the right decision, and obviously you could see the frustration coming from our side on the bench, hence why I ended up getting a yellow card. Some of the decisions that you made today were beyond me, like I said. But I knew that we can be solid, and we just had to make sure that we defended well and we didn't give nothing away. And obviously, as the game got further and further in, it starts to get harder and harder. You've got tired legs on the pitch, you've got people that are running with one leg, you know, you've got people that are blowing through the nose and stuff like that, with illnesses and stuff like that. So it was just a case of being solid and making sure we didn't give anything away, and the boys have shown that they're more than capable of doing that. So even though Evesham had put us under a lot of pressure, we always thought that we'd still end up winning the game.
Andrew and Gary, I mean, I would normally ask you at this point in a post-match something along the lines of what sort of lineup can we see for the next game. Obviously, at the moment, with the situation, you're not going to know up until almost kick-off against Bromsgrove on Tuesday. So it's understandable if you can't really answer that. But is it really a case of just get through Tuesday's league game away at Bromsgrove and see what we've got to face Old Church on Saturday?
At the moment, it's taking a game by game, one at a time. Alan Ford back, you know, he's buzzing to be back. I've seen him today, he's chirping because he knows it's his last game. So it's about getting one game at a time. What I will say is this, is that that when we get through this, we have a solid, that then, and if we keep doing what we're doing and churning out results, and we get through the other side with players coming back, that's going to be interesting then, in terms of, one, it'll be an eight for us, but two, then we'll start firing on all cylinders. And for me, sometimes you learn a lot about your squad during the difficult times, and sometimes in life and in football, you've got to have them difficult times to be successful, and that's what we're having now. We're having difficult times, but we're managing it really, really well because the quality that we've got in the team. So when we do put a team out, I'm quite... Today I looked and we had Gurley's injuries, and I said to Tony Smith, and said, well, have you seen this squad on paper? It's still decent. Obviously, the squad's got to still go out and perform. It's starting 11. But I looked on paper and I'm thinking, this is decent. This is a decent squad. This is a decent starting 11. Like, even though we've got an injury. So when we replace one player for another player, it's still that same type of quality. So I haven't got that fit, just then obviously the strength and depth. We had Charlie Shaw coming back from injury to injury. It's great to see him back on the first team bench because he's had a major injury. He was on the bench today. Ryan Tate got on today. We had Corey Samuels from the academy on today. So, you know, we've had some of these individuals in, but then the squad's still strong. So I'm looking forward to when we get past, when we turn that corner, Kev. Because when we do, then we'll be firing on all cylinders.
Absolutely. Can I just finish off one thing? Jordan Goff's red card today, how many games will he miss with that? Do we know at this stage?
I think that's going to be a 3-game ban. I asked the linesman, he said serious foul play. It's the same as Alan Ford, so I'm expecting him to get 3 games. And obviously we don't know yet, but I wouldn't bank on it being less than that.
What I would say is I'd love the FA, I'd love the league to look at the Evesham team, because you're told not to barricade the referee in. The tackle went in, and I actually thought he was on the ball, and then went through. The tackle, now that's for the referee to make that decision. The tackle went in, their old bench went off, and their players surrounded the referee. The tackle went in up here on Tom Tonks, which we felt was a red card because it was really late, and none of our players went around the referee. So there's that psychological factor what's happened today, and shouldn't Evesham be punished for that? Should they not get a fine? Should the players not be fined for that? Should the players not be yellow carded for that? Because that might have influenced the referee's decision. So what I would like to say is that they go and look at them kind of things, because we tell our players not to do that, to leave the referee alone, not to get round the referee, and yet I feel like telling my players the opposite, go and get round the referee. Because if Evesham can get a player sent off or affect his mindset, and he gets 3-game ban rather than just the yellow card, then that affects it, and that's bang out of order.
Yeah. All anyone is striving for is consistency,
yes,
and a level playing field.
Yeah.
Fellas, it's been really good of you actually to give us the time to do this today. So I know you've both got your own struggles, and the last thing you want to do on a very cold autumnal afternoon is this. Thank you very much for your time. We'll catch up with you again after Tuesday's game.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.